Splatoon. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the evening. Originally, tonight was going to be led by the food bank. Unfortunately, COVID has intervened, so that will still happen, but probably in a couple of months' time. So, I'm afraid you've got me again tonight. So, before we start, let's just pray. Lord, we pray for the recovery of the food bank staff. We pray for God's continued presence in their work, and we pray for all those who are struggling to cope at present, that God will meet their needs and give them peace. I want to read a few verses from Ephesians chapter 2. Beginning at verse 4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms, in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and it's not from yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And I would suggest that people who are working in the food bank are doing just that. So we're going to turn to song now. We have a bit of a marathon. There are four songs, one after another. They are, I call it the Jewish medley because it's got that sort of feel about it. So starts with Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist. So please, whatever you want to do, stand, sit, dance, clap, conga line, whatever. No tambourines though.
Thank you.
you're not worn out. To just take a seat a second. It seemed when I was preparing this evening, it just seems to me that clear that the devil is actually targeting the food bank. I mean, a few weeks ago it was invaded by a group who made life very difficult and dented people's enthusiasm. They all bounced back, but now they're all laid low with COVID. And it's just as if the devil's trying to disrupt the food bank. And it suggests to me that this is clearly what God wants us to be doing. I'd just like to read a verse from Psalm 91 as we ask for God's protection. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. So we're going to sing some quieter songs now, you'll be doubtless pleased to know. No figures. like to take a seat and recover? You may, certainly, whoever.
Pat and I spent a very relaxing 10 days in Tenerife for my birthday, and I read an excellent book on Oliver Cromwell, all 765 pages of it. I was really very curious to know where he stood in comparison to the Baptist Church and Puritans and music. There's all sorts of links. But right at the end, when he was on his deathbed, I mean, we will all have different opinions about Oliver Cromwell, and a lot of it is formed by entirely wrong suppositions. He was undoubtedly very anti-Catholic, well, at least anti-priests, and he did some pretty dreadful stuff in Ireland, but perhaps not as much as bad as they thought he was doing. But whenever he would plan a battle, he'd always be asking for God to give him indication of where he wanted him to attack, when he wanted him to attack, whether it was right or wrong. I mean, he was in many ways a very godly man in an age when many people weren't very godly. But on his deathbed, he knew he was dying, but he didn't know whether he'd done enough to convince God would let him into heaven. And that was, I found very upsetting to read that after all his life, where he dedicated his whole life to doing what he believed, rightly or wrongly, to be God's will, that he should be, at the end, uncertain of where he was going. I don't know how you feel, but I have confidence that God's not going to let me in or deny me access to heaven because of things that I've done, but because of his grace. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. So, Lord, we spent this evening praising and worshipping you, Lord. And you are the basis of all we do. We acknowledge your greatness and we thank you for your presence. You're our strength and our guiding light. And Lord, please let what we do always be led by you. Going to return to song that I will worship.
Thank you.
And our final song tonight, apart from the benediction, there is a place where the streets shine. We thank you for your grace, we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for everything. We thank you for our lives, Lord. And Lord, as we leave this evening, I pray that we all reach home safely. And Lord, please be with us during the week. Amen.
Amen.
I keep running out of words. So we're going to sing the grace. May the peace of God.
Thank you.
so much. Teas and coffees are outside. You can go now. Hello. Sorry? Which one?